Titty Twisters, written by Christina Curtin, June 19th, 2022. I'm lying in the queen-size bed of a short-term rental, nursing my two-year-old daughter Evie before she lays down to nap. I haven't weaned her yet. These nursing sessions before bed are not something she's ready to give up, and I'm not taking them away until she's ready. Every child has their own path to growing up, after all. She snuggled up on me with her head full of blonde curls resting in the crook of my arms, her favorite position. I look down and gently brush a stray collection of hair off her face. As I lay my arm back down on the bed, Evie makes eye contact with her one deep blue eye. I see a bit of mischievousness twinkle in that left eye for just a moment. It's not uncommon to see that spark in her. She's a Gemini, after all, and always up to something. As I look into her eye, her hand moves over and does the thing I've been hoping she wouldn't do. My hope was pointless, though, since every day for months, it's been the same. Evie takes her little hand, grabs my unoccupied boob, and gives it a healthy twist. Yes, a twist. As I am laying here on the bed, trying to lovingly nurse my sweet angel child to sleep, this toddler decides to give her mother a titty twister. This isn't the first time. She's been twiddling my nipples during our nursing sessions for some time now. It began innocently enough when she was younger, and it is apparently not uncommon for children to do. I hated it from the beginning, but she was smaller, and her ability to coil things with her hands was not as strong. It was more of like a baby rubbing a tag or a blanket between their fingers to soothe. So I didn't stop the behavior. I let her proceed, thinking it was a brief phase, a tick, something she would outgrow. Now, as a two-year-old, those hands are more powerful. She hangs from a monkey bar for at least 5 seconds on her own. Imagine the force behind those fingers. There's nothing soothing about her movement. It's like she's trying to knead a piece of dough or tune a radio station. I lay there in bed, looking at that eye as she bends and curls my boob in her hand. I resist the urge to toss her off my body, cross my arms across my chest, and scream, "This is my body, damn it!" I can't do that. I don't want to scare her or break the haze of incoming sleep. Nap time is precious. No, I don't heave her body off mine. Instead, I look at that eye and realize that even though this twiddling torture has gone on for months, it won't go on forever. It can't. I will somehow slowly find a way to stop the behavior. But for now, this is a test, and I will pass it. I swallow the growing irritation in my throat, uncurl my toes, and tell myself this will make me stronger. I brush another blonde curl back that somehow fell into her face again, and breathe deeply. As I shift in place, Evie thinks I'm moving her to the bed, and she's not ready for that. She unlocks her mouth and says softly, but with authority, "Side." This means my boss wants to move to my other boob for nursing. I oblige and lift her strong toddler body up and rest her head on my right arm. She cuddles in, her right hand moving to my other boob to twist and turn. Right then, I make a choice. I move my arm across that boob and say, "No, no, Evie girl, that boobie's done." She looks at me with her right eye, and I can tell she's thinking about my words. She doesn't look determined, though. She's getting tired, and the stubbornness inside of her is sleepy as well. Yet, Evie still pushes my arm away and tries to twiddle and twist again. I stay firm. "No, no, that one is all done," as I move my arm back across my chest. She looks at me, she pauses, and somewhere in her sweet mind, my little boss sees that this is agreeable. That boobie is done. Evie rests her hands softly on the other boob she is nursing on and slowly closes her eye. Inside, I am throwing confetti and cheersing myself with a glass of Prosecco. I did it! My left boob, if it could express any feelings like it's been expressing milk for the past 2 years, would be thanking me. The titty torture has stopped, at least for this moment. I won the battle here today on this bed. Now let's see when I will win the war.